Israeli forces battled Palestinian militants throughout parts of the Gaza Strip as troops fanned out, tanks moved into position, and warplanes and naval vessels continued to bombard their targets. Much of the action appeared to focus on the northern part of Gaza amid reports that Israeli troops had encircled Gaza City, had positioned tanks at the former Israeli settlement of Netzarim, and had effectively cut the territory in two between north and south. The Israeli military said its warplanes targeted more than 15 sites throughout the day, including rocket-launching areas, armed gunmen, smuggling tunnels, and several specific Hamas militants. In Gaza City, Palestinian journalist Mohammed Dawas spends part of his day going out to get food, checking on his own apartment, and then joining his family at his father-in-law's home on the edge of Gaza City, where they hope it's safer to be.
Well, you hear bombs. We sit together here all night, a lot of people here in one room, because we know it's much better than being alone. It's really very, very tough and very, very crazy, you know. We have no power, we have no electricity, we have nothing whatsoever, no gas, no water. It's really crazy here.
Aid officials continue to warn of a growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza, and medical officials say casualty figures are rising, mostly among civilians. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev says the military operation is not against the people of Gaza, but against Hamas militants who threaten southern Israel.
Our sole military goal here is to safeguard the people of southern Israel so that 1 million people no longer have to be on the receiving end of Hamas rockets.
Israel says it had no choice but to launch military action after talks with Hamas on extending a ceasefire broke down in December, and militants stepped up rocket fire against southern Israel. But militants fired more than 30 rockets into southern Israel during the day Sunday. Israel initially launched airstrikes just more than a week ago, pounding targets it said were linked to Hamas and its infrastructure in Gaza. But Hamas has remained defiant, warning that it would turn Gaza into a graveyard for the Israelis. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has described the Israeli offensive as brutal aggression. According to tallies by medical officials in Gaza, the Palestinian death toll from 9 days of Israeli military operations now tops 500, with the number of injured at more than 2,000. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.